Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey, hey, hey! Today's episode is brought to you in part by Nathan For You. As they continue their new season on Comedy Central, Nathan Fielder, the comedian who brought you Dumb Starbucks and Pig Saves Goat, is back with more outlandish ideas to help real small businesses. This is his most ambitious season yet. You gotta see it to believe it. Nathan For You airs on Comedy Central Thursdays at 10, 9 Central, or anytime on the Comedy Central app. Enjoy the show!
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy babies, Dickies, teeth with 50 as a popcorn kernel in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
That was very professional of you guys. That had a real Los Angeles feel to it. We're coming to you once again from the Nerd Melt showroom at Meltdown Comics on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood, California. It's Tuesday, October 13th, 2015. The Democratic debates are going on, so thank you for not caring about that. Did you guys know that the debates would be going on and made this choice anyway?
Yeah.
You're like, let's go sit in a hot room and talk trivia with Doug Benson and possibly yell out answers when we're not supposed to. I don't think that guy's here tonight. I have a good feeling about it. Let me see your name tags. There's a great Empire Strikes Back situation in the front, but he changed it to Empire Mike's Back. Oh, speaking of Empire Strikes Back, did you see that? This dude trumped you. He's got a bigger lightsaber than you do and a bigger poster. What's your name, dude?
Brandon.
Brandon? How'd you get that into Empire Strikes Brandon?
Empire Strikes Brandon.
Well, okay, so you win for Empire Mike's Back for being more clever, but his is bigger. A View to a Will, and I don't see anything James Bond on there, really.
Your printer broke.
So your printer broke?
Donuts.
So you drew a donut on there?
That's,
oh, okay. Whatever you say, man. Katie, just, it's not even necessarily movie related, it's just your name.
All movies that rhyme with my name.
Written on the bottom there, it's small print that I can't see. Great job. What's this Avengers thing over here?
Age of Ultron.
Avengers, Age of Ultron. I like it. Guardians of the Galaxy, Kelsey. Ratatulia. You guys are killing it with the fun names. Thank you guys for bringing those, and good luck to everybody. I brought some good stuff in the prize bag we'll get to in a second. We'll be back here at Meltdown in 2 weeks. Maybe fall will set in between now and then. It won't be so oppressively warm in here. Tuesday, October 27th. And Doug Loves Movies in Cincinnati this weekend is sold out, but there's still some room to see me do stand-up and play Last Man Standing if you bring a name tag on Thursday night at Goo Bananas in Cincinnati. Yeah. It's a gas. And Sunday afternoon, we'll also do the same drill at 420 at the Funny Bone in Columbus, Ohio. DouglasMovies.com, DouglasMovies.com. From the corrections department, Chris Hardwick was right. It is Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines. I guess he should have known that. He's in it. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Jordan Newhouse tweeted, "Some people think Cuba Gooding Jr. is attractive, but I think he's got a face for radio." This has been Tweet Relief. Doug can't get enough of radio jokes. Edition. Let's look in the prize bag, you guys. It's a, what do you call it? A satchel? A bag? A man purse? A merce? That says the 1989 World Tour on it. So that's a pretty valuable item right there. Because for some reason, when I go to Taylor Swift shows, they send me another one of these bags. And I also just went through and grabbed a lot of stuff in my home that I don't feel like I need or I have doubles of. A lighter from Chameleon Glass. I ordered Uber Eat, you know, where they bring you some food. And they said, just today, we're also including a dessert from Sweet Lady Jane. And I was like, oh, that's terrific. That's going to be good for the prize bag. Because I'm not going to eat that dessert. Look at this. This is a full bottle of Love, Peace, and the Planet. Totally beechen, coconut, mango, vanilla. Yeah, it's all these words, and we haven't even got to what it does yet. Body and Waves Styling Mist. Yeah. I don't put product in my hair, really, so I've never done anything with that. I've just been sitting in my bathroom for forever. I don't have any schmoovies with me today, but I've got a button that says schmoovie on it. And then I think this is kind of cool. I don't know what you're going to do with it necessarily, but a Buffy the Vampire Slayer mouse pad that says 1-800-COLLECT at the bottom. A writing pad from the Travis City Film Festival 2014 edition. A yo-yo. Not any yo-yo. This is a Duncan official. And what else is in here? Oh, this is pretty cool. This is a vaporizer pen from the people at Cloud. Ooh. I hope you guys are all over 21 and have your medical marijuana cards. Fiat keychain for the people that like to have a keychain that, oh no! I ducked, oh, it's just my water. I thought I knocked over the Love, Peace, and the Planet, totally beachin', coconut, mango, vanilla, body, and Waves Styling Mist. I thought I knocked that over. Turns out it's just my label-free water. And I think that's everything in the bag that I brought, but my guests brought stuff, and they knew to bring stuff because they're three repeat performers on the show. So give me help in welcoming Wayne Fetterman, D.C. Pearson, and Michael Sheen.
Thank you for that round of applause. I appreciate it.
I said on the podcast recently that I think that my guests should get an undeserved standing ovation when they come out, and only one guy took me up on it. Thanks for that, dude.
It felt sarcastic when he was doing it.
Yeah, he was really getting into it. But hopefully it'll catch on at some point, because I think it'll be fun for the guests to be surprised by that. But, you know, you can't expect a standing ovation.
But I thought the ovation was rather sincere, so we appreciate that.
Yeah, the ovation was sincere, because most of the people here, I guess, didn't get that particular memo. They weren't finding that memo. But that's Wayne Fetterman, everybody.
I'm in the middle.
Woo! 47th appearance on the show.
Not true.
And the first time that a publicist has reached out to me to get Wayne Fetterman on Doug Loves
Movies.
I know, I
got some things going on. How does that feel when they're like, we're friends?
Yeah, I know the guy. I could just text him or whatever. Right. Yeah, but, you know, I also know your publicist, and he's a great guy. And so I was happy to work it out and for you to tell everybody about your new CD, which is a pretty amazing project for a comedian to...
What do you know about it? I want to hear you talk about it.
I hear it's like stuff from your entire career on a several disc set.
That's exactly right. I've never put out a CD because no one's asked me to. And so we got together all this old material right from 1984 to 2015.
Yeah, so Taylor Swift wasn't even born yet.
No. And my first joke is about the 84 Olympics.
And Ryan Adams is doing all the jokes again.
That's it. That's the whole thing. We don't have to talk about it.
And what's it called, Wayne?
It's called The Chronicles of Fetterman.
Oh, perfect title for that. Yeah. And good luck with it.
Thanks. That's enough of that.
Yeah. I mean, people are going to buy that. Why wouldn't people want to buy that?
Yeah. Well, is there any bits that you remember in mind that you're like, I wonder if that made it onto The Chronicles?
Nope.
Okay.
And there is a fantastic picture of Wayne on the back of it as well.
Here it is.
Oh, and you brought one for the back.
Yeah.
All right, so somebody here tonight is going to win a copy of the...
It hasn't been released yet. It comes out Friday, guys.
I've got my copy.
Oh, it's got a Judd Apatow quote on the back.
What does it say?
It says, I directed This Is 40.
That's right.
It's kind of a weird place for him to plug that movie.
Yeah. Look, you have to pay for the production of the CD somehow. So, like, I sold some ad space to Judd Apatow, and luckily he has some money.
We saw, Wayne and I saw, Judd set up a screening for us at Universal of This Is 40 when it was about to come out, and it was just you, me, and a security guy that stood during most of it, but eventually just took a seat himself because he didn't figure you and I were going to get out of control and try to tape the movie.
They were so worried that scenes of that movie were going to get out before it was released.
Or the whole thing. We could have sat there and recorded the whole thing, but that security guy was on our shit. Didn't let it happen. Michael Sheen is back, everybody.
Television, movies. He does it all, both of those.
He's leaving town soon to go to Atlanta to be a robot.
That's right.
Yeah.
Giving up acting. Decided to go down the mechanical pathway. Yeah. No, I'm doing a movie called Passengers.
That's the Star Wars movie, right?
Star Wars Passengers.
Yeah, I know that one.
The unknown story.
Star Wars : Passengers.
Yeah. No, it's a movie directed by Morten Tildum, who directed Imitation Game, and a fantastic movie called Headhunters. Has anyone seen Headhunters?
Oh, that's I got to check that out.
Danish movie, yeah.
People love it.
And this is Jennifer Lawrence, Chris Pratt, me, and Lawrence Fishburne, and that's it. Just the four
only
of
people
us.
In it. Spoiler, you guys.
Yeah.
If you're
four of
looking
us on
for
a
movies
spaceship.
With more than four people in them, stay away from Passengers.
But it's going to be a great one for the Leonard Maltin game.
Yeah, that'll be terrific.
Limited cast.
Four
I can
names.
Name all of those names is what everybody's going to say.
And I'm one of them.
Because if you've seen the movie and you're not a fool, those are four pretty big names. Yeah.
Do you know the order? Do you know the order you think Leonard's going to have it in the book?
On Cable, it'll be me first. Just me.
Dude, have you seen the Cable listing for Kill the Messenger?
No.
It is quite literally your name first.
I'm in it for 2 minutes.
It's you, and then who's another person that would be kind of random from that one? It's not Jeremy Renner. Does not make the top two in a movie that's all about Jeremy Renner's character.
Okay.
It's really fun.
Jennifer Aniston.
What?
She's not in it.
She is not in it. Oh, no, Rosemary DeWitt probably
Rosemary
got
DeWitt.
Second
yeah,
billing
yeah.
after you.
Me and Rosemary DeWitt.
I think so, yeah.
Now that's a movie.
Yeah.
And as long as I was a robot.
I know you can't possibly top yourself because the first time you were on, you brought a pillow with your own face on it.
Yep.
So what do you have for the prize bag today?
Okay, everyone settle in. So I did set the bar.
Oh, you brought your own bag.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we should do DC's first so he doesn't feel bad.
No, we're starting with me.
Okay.
That will be the only thing that will make me feel bad about following Michael. That's
how little you brought for the bag.
We're going to start off, if that's okay, Doug, with this is a present that's also a game. Okay, so
jeez,
we'll start with an easy one. This is a T-shirt for a hotel called the Overlook Hotel. Yeah. Anyone know what that's from?
Yes, of course.
Oh, that's the hotel for dogs.
That's for four rooms. Hotel Rwanda?
Yes! Now, so that's from The Shining. That's
terrific.
Right.
That's a nice shirt.
Thank you. Okay, this is a tough one.
Okay.
Or tougher.
I'm excited.
Is it also a Kubrick movie?
nope.
Okay.
All right. Oh, that's upside. That's wrong
side.
It's even harder if you can't see what it is.
Here we go.
Okay, so this is the Paper Street Soap Company. Anyone know this one?
Somebody in the audience went, oh.
Fight Club, it is. Fight Club.
Fight Club.
Well, that guy fucked up because he talked about it.
So that's the...
One of my least favorite movies that's popular.
Oh, all right. Well, stop talking about Fight Club then.
Oh.
Okay. What about this one? This is...
Yeah. Why are you doing it back there?
Genko Pura Olive Oil. Yes, Godfather.
That's from The Godfather?
That guy, somebody said that in a voice befitting of Godfather. Somebody's like, Godfather. Don't talk about that movie.
Okay, this is the last...
It's not
this
real.
This is the last T-shirt.
Okay.
This is the hardest one, though.
Disney, Alice in Wonderland?
Anyone?
Anyone?
We're opening it up. Charlie the Chocolate Factory.
Okay, so that's the T-shirt. Now, those T-shirts are from a fantastic company called Last Exit to Nowhere. I don't know if you know that, but they're a brilliant company.
It's crushing your T-shirt.
Okay. Now, this...
This is a wrapped gift.
Yeah. This is a Christmas present.
Seven. This is from Seven.
This is a weird way to...
What's in the box?
This is a weird way to pitch your reboot of the Santa Claus.
This is a Christmas present that I bought for someone 4 years ago. And I put it in a cupboard and then forgot that it was there. So the person didn't get it. And now I can't remember what's in it. And as the years have gone by, I thought, shall I open it and see what's in there? And I thought, no, it's nicely wrapped. I might want to give it to someone. I might just remember what's in there. I've never remembered.
Is it kind of heavy?
It's
because
it's
so, I think
it seems
I know what
the shape of like a sweater.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Listen,
it feels like it might be a sweater. But how should we do this? Should we open it now or should we let the
winner
go home and do we make the winner wait until Christmas?
Yeah.
What if they're Jewish? What if they're Jewish?
Definitely.
Still a great day to open stuff. You know,
okay. Wait, there's
Jews
more?
Like to have something to do on
Jesus.
Christmas.
There's loads more. So this
loads
is
more.
The first book of the collected edition of Jeff Lemire's Sweet Tooth comics, which I am a big fan of, and I have written the introduction to.
Ooh.
What?
So that's that.
Can I see this?
Yeah, have a look. Okay, there's more in my bag.
Wayne, quick capsule review.
Allow me to just see the foreword. Wow.
Is it by Judd Apatow?
Yeah.
What the
and
hell?
And we got some films.
He brought a few films.
Yeah. Hey, Doug, just so you know, I have one other thing.
Okay.
So... And this is humiliating.
So this
is humiliating what's happening right now.
This is a
Why
film
Why don't you just
called...
open a Tower Records? Why don't you just reopen Tower Records on your dime and everyone goes and runs through the store? Fucking jerk. Okay, what do you have here?
All right, this is a film called How's Your News? Anyone seen that? How's Your News? It's a great, great film. A gem. So this is why I'm bringing them, because they're films that I think are brilliant that people don't really know maybe that
okay.
well.
Okay.
I'm guessing it's British.
This is, No.
How's
no,
your
no.
news?
No, yeah, absolutely.
Right. How's your news is handicapped people delivering the news?
That's correct.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Okay. This is the film Black Stallion.
Oh, that is...
Oh, yes, that's the one about a handicapped horse.
And
this is one of the most maligned movies when it ever came out.
Triumph of the Will.
Twin Peaks, Fire Walk With Me, which,
yes,
by the greatest living director. This is the classic Thief of Baghdad, Criterion Collection.
Let me see.
And this is possibly the greatest movie ever made. This is House. Criterion Collection. And ladies and gentlemen, that is it.
Wow, you really set somebody up. Somebody doesn't have to shop for their friends this Christmas.
Listen, if you do a gift bag, you do a fucking gift bag.
I can't.
There you go. You did it right. What's your other thing, Wayne?
Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett.
They got 5 or 6 films to watch first before they get around to Lady Gaga.
Well, he's got.
They do a great version of Cheek to Cheek. It's really.
And also, his CD is 30 years worth.
Yeah.
So you know,
30 years in one CD.
It's going to take less time to watch those films.
And DC Pearson is here.
That's unbelievable.
Not only do I not have a million things, I forgot what I did bring in the green room. But it is a novel that I wrote called, a young adult novel called Crap Kingdom. It's not a million things. It's just one. It's not 30 years. I spent like 2 years on it.
That lady.
Here comes Matt Belknap.
Oh, yes, Matt Belknap. Thank you. Yes. Nice. It's about a kid who loves fantasy and Chronicles of Narnia and stuff, and then he finds out he is the chosen one in a fantasy kingdom, and then it turns out that the fantasy kingdom he's the chosen one in is really, really shitty.
Can you sign the book, but also write an inscription like, sorry, I didn't bring more, or something like that?
Yes, I can.
And say that it's Judd Apatow who wrote it.
All right, so just, Michael, I guess just pass me your bag, somebody's going to win two bags tonight. And congratulations to that person. I feel like maybe just taking mine and going home. But no, somebody's going to win two bags worth of stuff.
There's a few extra things in there, but I got embarrassed about how much was in there. So they'll just be a little surprised.
Yeah, gold Krugerrands.
It's full of surprises. If there's
a lifetime pass to... Yeah, he's signing that.
Yeah, he's writing, hey, winner, sorry I didn't bring more. Thank you, Michael.
There you go, Michael.
That's a lot of good stuff. Right,
Michael,
there.
That is very generous. We get it. You're on a series.
And you're
like, I remember when we were waiting to go into that audition, it was just me, Michael, and Wayne auditioning to play the sex scientist.
And I knew the director.
I pitched them on, why don't we each play him in different episodes? Like a sort of I'm not there sort of a thing.
Doctor Who.
They were
style.
Like, we've asked you to leave several times.
And DC, of course, is the star of Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
Yes.
Star.
That's how I like to say it.
I did Matt Gourley's podcast about people that have tiny parts in movies, which is a wonderful podcast called I Was There Too. And then in a later episode, he told someone, you are the person that has the smallest part yet. The smallest part previously was DC Pearson in Captain America 2, The Winter Soldier, with a part, a screen time equaling 27 seconds. And
Only in that 27 seconds?
But damn if it isn't a 27 seconds,
Doug.
Doesn't
it feel
like
more?
Damn if it isn't a 27 seconds.
It feels like more. But you kind of come in and...
I don't do That's What She Said, but if I did, I would do it
right now.
That would
have been a good time to do it, yeah. But you like enter the scene and leave and come back, or are you just there briefly and then gone?
I'm just there, and then they continue on
and
spies are trying to get him. Yes, precisely.
Apple Store.
What constitutes having the smallest part like that, though? Is it? Do you have to have a line?
Do you have to have a credit?
I was credited, and I had some lines, yeah.
What if you're credited, but... No lines, just your voice.
This is just... Am I telling you the rules of Matt Gourley's podcast?
Yes.
I think you can still do that. Because he had like the woman who was in the carriage, baby carriage scene in The Untouchables, and I don't think she has any lines, but she like reacts.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know, yeah. So everybody check that out.
No, it sounds interesting.
Yeah. It's a great podcast.
I love it.
Yep.
I saw Doug in Fast Times at Ridgemont High a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a pretty small part. because it's not a part at all. It was an extra.
But you can definitely see you.
Yeah,
yeah.
You're smoking and checking out someone's ass.
Yeah.
Are you in the, where are you? Are you in the mall?
Like, hey, yeah, I'm in the mall at Perry's Pizza when Ratner goes to Stacy at the end of the movie, and they he realizes that she actually does like him, and then they're gonna date. It's a sweet movie. You know, once you get past the abortion.
I said that about Happy Feet as well. People got real weird about that. There were some people like, oh, God, no. I'm human pro-choice, penguin pro-life, is what that person said.
Well, before we get into the gameplay tonight, I wanted to do a little thing that I like to do from time to time called Love Like, Hate, Hate Like. Two people applauding, sort of applauding for that. And that's where I'm going to name an actor or actress, and we're just going to go down the line, and each of us has to name a movie that we love that that person was in, one that we hate, one that we just like, and one that we hate ourselves for liking. You could pass once if you don't want to insult anybody. And we'll start with love, and we'll start with Michael. Just name a movie with Kate Winslet that you love.
That I love.
Yeah, in honor of her being in the Steve Jobs movie this weekend.
Okay. Love, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Of course. That's a great choice. If she was in a David Lynch movie, you would have picked that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But she's not. And but that's a terrific movie. I just saw the Michel Gondry documentary he did where he talks to Noam Chomsky. Is the man who is tall happy? And it's real trippy. The whole thing is animated.
Wow.
It's like an animated conversation, but then he animates it and writes out a lot of the things that are being said.
Mm-hmm.
And then he also has parts where he explains to the viewer, well, you can kind of hear a camera whirring in the background of this part because that's the kind of camera I want to use to record Noam Chomsky. And it's just really, really weird. Like all of Michel Gondry's stuff, it's real trippy and folds in on itself. And Wayne, what about you?
Is he happy though?
That's the thing. It's like the reason it's called Is the Man Who Is Tall Happy is because of it has something to do with how human beings throw in the two is's into that sentence, and the animals wouldn't do that.
I would have thought that was just the two of them sort of like doing like a catfish thing where they seek out Hakeem Olajuwon.
No, I don't believe there's anyone of any kind of tallness at all.
Well, that's fucking false advertising, but anyway.
What about you, Wayne? What's a Kate Winslet movie?
Is she in
that
Titanic? Is she the one in Titanic?
She is the Titanic.
I love that Titanic.
What?
Did you love Titanic?
No, but I loved her in Titanic. She played Rose, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Is this like a weird interrogation technique?
I'm really worried about playing the rest of this game with you if you're not sure if she was in Titanic.
No, she's in. She's like the one on the raft.
That's her big. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
I thought she was very good in that movie.
Okay.
So I loved her in that movie. But you're not saying I love the movie or I love her in it. What's the game?
It should be that you love the movie, but...
Oy, okay, hold on. No, I love Titanic, yeah. I
mean, okay.
I'm glad
you saved us some time there.
But that's,
all right,
okay,
DC.
Go.
I'm going to say Steve Jobs, which I saw this weekend.
I saw it last night, and that's my pick, too, Steve Jobs.
Wow. Right. You
love Steve Jobs.
Yeah,
loved it.
Me too.
Yeah. It's... I'd say there's almost a little bit too much of Danny Boyle's directing wizardry. Like, it could have been a little simpler, but still loved it, especially the performances. The four lead actors and all the other parts are quite good.
Yeah, I think people keep saying, like, it's like a play, as though, like, plays aren't the Great. Foundation of everything that we like. That's like being like, it's like food. It's like, yeah, we love food. We fucking love it.
And it's kind of like a play. If they're saying it's like a play, they mean a play that's about to happen because it's all behind the scenes things before various Apple presentations.
Which I thought was a brave and excellent choice. And people hating Aaron Sorkin's kind of become a meme. And if anybody wants to walk and talk with me around the parking lot, I'll explain to them why that's wrong.
Yeah, they don't walk and talk too much.
There's a little bit, but just enough.
Yeah. Just a soup con of walking and talking. I'm going to say, I said Steve Jobs already. So now, just one that you just like, Michael. One that's just like, that was okay. That did the job. I got through that all right. I can give you some options if you want.
Well, I couldn't say that. I mean, I really liked Sense and Sensibility. I really liked that.
Oh, there you go. That works.
Okay. Well, yeah. Then Sense and Sensibility.
Yeah, that's probably one of my favorites of hers.
I tell you what I liked. The Reader. I didn't love it, but I liked it.
Okay. Yeah, because why did you just like it, you think? Because it's such a colossal bummer?
Because it's too German. It's a lot of German in it.
Yeah. Wayne, can you think of another?
I can't, but let me ask you a question.
You can pass.
Can I? No, I don't want to pass. Am I allowed to say Steve Jobs?
Yeah.
But I'm not going to, but I would be allowed to.
Yes.
That's going to be in the next round. All right, I'm going to go. I'm going to go Sense and Sensibility. I just love those.
Fair enough.
English kind of movies. Isn't that Ivory Merchant?
It's not Ivory Merchant.
It's not.
No.
But, maybe I haven't seen this movie.
Same kind of vibe. It's Jane Austen.
Oh.
So Emma Thompson.
So it takes place
it.
In Austin, Texas.
I'm going to go with Sense and Sensibility.
Okay. DC, what about you?
Can I get some options? For some reason, I'm blanking.
Yeah,
on...
yeah. Did you like Contagion?
Oh, wait a minute. I'm allowed to.
I did like Contagion.
There you go. So Contagion
is
yours.
Yeah, I really like it. Like it describes exactly what I felt about Contagion.
I'm panicking over here. I didn't know I was allowed to ask for options. Okay, go ahead.
You just have to ask for options, and then I'll give you options.
Okay.
I went with Titanic for for her one tit and for...
to rule them all.
And for the ship. For the ship flip.
The ship. What about the guy who hit the propeller?
Yeah, that's one of the best violent deaths in the history. It's not even rated R, that movie, and it's so... it's got nudity and violence. It's very disturbing. Is there, Michael Sheen, a Kate Winslet movie that you hate?
I'm trying to think of one I hate. There's not...
She picks pretty interesting projects.
Yeah, like, it's not can really you give a us a list?
A lot of hateable
Well, like,
stuff.
I was going to say, like... Like, I love Heavenly Creatures. Well, that's a great movie.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a good
I'm
one.
I'm just
we
trying
missed.
To think of one that I didn't like.
She plays a murderer in that one, right?
Holy Smoke. Did you ever see that?
No, I didn't see it. Let's say I hated that.
Okay.
I didn't see it. I hated it so much, I refused to watch it. I boycotted it, in fact.
It's just really gross. There's like, you know, at one point, somebody writes on a wall with their own feces because they couldn't find a quill. It's that
now,
sort of
now
thing.
Now you're selling it to me.
Yeah.
Now I do want to see it. Was that the one that was about the cult and Harvey Keitel's in it? Is that that one?
I think that's Holy Smoke.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Quills was the guy from Shine.
Yeah. Jeffrey Rush.
Jeffrey Rush.
Playing Marat Saad.
Mm-hmm.
Not Marat Saad. What's his name?
Marquis de Saad, yeah. All right. What do you hate?
Well, I'm just kidding about Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs.
Although it was weird that it was like every... I don't want to spoil it, but anyway.
Yeah, don't spoil it.
Okay.
It's a little too early on that one.
Yeah, give me some other options.
Okay, Carnage.
Now, Heavenly Creatures, if I'm not mistaken, she plays a teenager,
uh-huh.
gets in a lesbo thing.
Sure.
And then kills
They're
her mom.
They're close.
Yeah.
Is that right? Is that the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I
you
like
hated that.
I can't say hate, but I want to keep the game moving.
Okay. DC?
I can't think of one I hate. Is
you can
there
pass.
Are there any more options? I'll pass.
Yeah, yeah. I picked The Holiday.
Oh. Yeah.
You're like saving the good ones. You're the worst. We know what you're up
Cameron
to.
With Cameron Diaz, but you know, apologies
Jack Black.
Jack Black.
Is in,
I love Jack Black,
yeah, of
but
course.
And Jude Law.
It's a bummer, that movie. All right. Is there a movie by the Kate Winslet is in, Michael, that you hate yourself for liking?
Titanic.
Okay. That's
Come
fair.
On. King of the world. Who can't enjoy that? It's the ELO of movies. I love it, but I ain't telling anyone.
And that Electric Light Orchestra played even as the ship went down.
Yeah.
I'll defend that movie. You know, it's the biggest grossing movie of the 90s.
Then that's I take a, it
that's
back.
A, that's
I take
a defense
it back.
Of it?
Endgame. Endgame.
Yeah,
there we go. That's my...
The last three Pirates of the Caribbean movies made a lot of money, too, but let's not get crazy.
I'm just saying it was the number one. Give me some
Kim
more
Kardashian's
options.
Ass broke the internet.
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
Popular don't mean that it's right.
I guess I hate Titanic. What
yeah,
else?
You might have to pass if you can't think
yeah,
of one.
Yeah, I can't think of one.
Yeah, yeah. That's fair. DC?
Oh, gosh. I haven't heard one that I've never seen Titanic, you guys. So maybe I hate, like, imagining the reaction that happens when I tell someone I haven't seen Titanic, and they're like, "Guh?" I want to have seen Titanic, but I haven't yet. One time I saw the last 20 minutes of it in the green room before Doug Loves Movies with the sound off. I found it visually arresting.
Yeah, that last 20 minutes is pretty spectacular. Yeah, I mean, all the stuff with the old lady at the beginning and the end, I don't...
The gunplay is bad, too. Like a Snidely Whiplash
gunplay,
character.
Yeah. Billy Zane running around and shooting his, just like at the ground and stuff.
Isn't it's not, right, it's not enough that this ship is going down. Like, to add some extra dramatic tension, there's a little gunplay and a handcuff scene, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, there could have been a couple that fell in love on the ship. They didn't even have to be from different classes. And then the ship flips over, and they have to survive, you know?
The band won't leave.
Doesn't have to be.
The great David Warner is the bad guy in that, isn't
yeah.
it? You know David Warner, who was also the bad guy in Time Bandits, which is one of the greatest performances
on
film.
And in Time After Time, where he plays Jack the Ripper going through time.
Not, interestingly enough, in Time Cop.
No.
Yeah, I know.
No.
He didn't have enough time for that one. My hate myself for liking is the whole Divergent Insurgent Detergent series. Because I like those movies for some reason, but I don't think they're necessarily that good. The first one's like all training, and the second one's all like, wait till you see the third one. So I'm really standing by and waiting for that for all my time.
I want to do a young adult trilogy that's all middle parts. It's going to be called The Bridge, and that's it. That's it. You'll have to wait till you see the next one for the good part of the joke.
I like your style of cupping the microphone and really, really getting into it, like rock star style.
Yeah, I've been described as the Henry Rollins of podcasting.
I forgot to ask if you guys have been to the movies lately. Obviously, we've all seen Steve Jobs, but what else have you guys seen?
I went to see The Martian, but you've talked about that before.
What'd you think? Because I'm through with space.
Yeah.
Especially space without any robots.
Yeah. Any film that involves someone using their own feces, I'm there. So it was...
anything.
It marked higher
than... To accomplish
that.
Anything.
No, I... Name another science fiction film where nobody
I'm sorry,
dies.
Michael, you said you're into people using their own feces.
Absolutely.
For stuff, and yet you found a movie to be too German.
Nah.
You're a contradiction.
I'm an enigma wrapped inside a mystery in a riddle. Name another science fiction film where nobody dies.
Gravity.
Leave.
No.
Apparently the person who said
the guy goes flying off.
Two people dying.
Oh, yeah, they die. You're right.
Yeah, like the Indian guy and then Clooney, right?
So I did think it was sort of extraordinary, given that it's a film about preserving one life. Kind of think, well, all the films we watch where, like, people are just dying left, right,
I just felt bad for all the other astronauts that are like, yeah, let's stay out in space for another year and a half just to go get this one guy.
Well, they did leave him behind.
Well, but they left their whole families behind in the process.
But they're going to live. On Earth, they can go to the shops and drink milk or whatever.
He's got to
grow potatoes in his own shit.
They got stuff to do to keep busy. You're right.
You guys, I'm pretty sure Michael's an alien. You know, human stuff. Going to shops, drinking milk, breathing with our mouths.
It's true.
What about you, Wayne?
But I did watch another thing
that
was really great. Has anyone seen Lost Soul? The documentary about the making of the island of
Tremendous. Oh. That's my favorite genre of movie, I think, is a documentary about an embattled making
films.
Of a movie. Yeah, absolutely.
It's so good. Oh,
did you see the one about Dune? Jodorowsky's
Dune?
Amazing. Yeah. That's tremendous.
Yeah. That's neat.
That's fantastic. Highly recommended.
Right.
And one about...
Terry Gilliams.
Terry Gilliams. Yeah, you knew.
A hamster in the machine.
Yeah, his attempt to make Man of La Mancha, was it?
Lost in La Mancha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about you, Wayne? What have you seen lately besides
Well, I'm going to give you two movies.
Steve Jobs.
I'm going to give you two movies. You pick the one. One is called Finders Keepers, and the other one is called The Green Inferno.
I'd like to hear about The Green Inferno, please.
Okay. All right. Finders Keepers is about a guy who loses his leg in a plane accident. It's a documentary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, we won't talk about that. That was
It's crazy. About the guy who finds his leg and wants to keep it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, he finds it in a brilliant. Cooker or like it's so great. It's great.
He finds it in a George Foreman grill.
He does find it in a grill, but he buys it in, you know, when you buy like a, you know, do an auction.
Yeah.
And so he, anyway, it's a very interesting little movie. Tomatoing at 97. That's a verb I created.
Tomatoing?
Yeah.
Is this you in the control room at Rotten Tomatoes? It's
Which tomatoing at 97. 97. Hold on.
Clint Howard's like, we're fucked.
It's tomatoing through the roof.
And the Green Inferno was Eli.
Oh, so you are going to tell us about both of them.
No, I won't. I won't. That's
in
it.
That's in
it.
The end.
No, that was it. It was very, it was horrific, obviously. It's if you
right,
can handle
that. Right, that's
what
that he does.
Of, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But, Eli Roth.
And it was about environment, like college students, the environmentalists who go down to the Amazon to kind of keep them from cutting down trees. Their plane crashes on the way back, and guess what? Horrible Amazon people try to eat them.
Yeah.
And basically do.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. There was some gruesome...
I wish Matt Damon got eaten on Mars.
I have not seen this movie, but now I don't have to, thanks to you guys. So he comes back,
wait,
right?
Wait, no. Who said that? No,
I thought you said no one
does.
He
goes crazy on Mars and makes his own crown and pretends to be king of Mars and lives there for the rest of his life.
But wasn't he also stranded on another movie I saw last year?
He was a part
of... Good Will Hunting.
It, yes.
He has to make apples out of his own shit. How'd you like them?
What have you seen, DC?
I've seen Steve Jobs, obviously, and then this weekend, as part of Beyond Fest here in Los Angeles, I saw a repertory screening of Dog Day Afternoon, one of my favorite movies.
Oh, that's such a good movie.
And it is truly one of the best movies of all time. It's rated incredibly highly, and I still think it's underrated. It's
What's
so
it
awesome.
Tomatoing at?
It's it is pre-tomatoes.
Oh, pre-tomato.
Yeah, PT, yeah. But I would say tomatoes at like 100. I love it. And it's the best because it is many things, but it's just like 2 hours of a young Al Pacino just being so fucking stressed. He's just so stressed.
He's
the
very
whole
upset,
time.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's wonderful. And I just like that people used to do movies where it was like, I'm just going to be sweaty and like upset and just like so stressed out the whole time and like a bank robber. And it's wonderful. It's really, I love Dog Day Afternoon. And he did a Q&A afterward. And he said that...
Let me guess what he said. Hoo-ah!
Which I thought was an interesting insight into the process.
What did he say about it?
Oh, he didn't... It was interesting. It's the second Al Pacino Q&A I've seen this year, because I also saw one at CineFamily where he talked about Glengarry Glen Ross. If you bring Al Pacino in to do a Q&A, he's not necessarily going to talk about the movie you guys just watched, but it's okay. He's made some other good ones.
Does he mainly talk about Dick Barton? No, Dick Tracy.
What did
Who's
you call
Dick
him?
Barton.
I think Dick Barton, is a chip, a fish and chip shop in Wales near where I live.
He did say, he turned to us, he's like, if you're ever in Wales.
He loves them. Oh, he can't get enough of them. When he's down in the valleys.
But it was great.
Hoo-ah! Where's those fish and chips? He's a pirate. He's turned into a pirate. That's his next movie. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Well,
Attica.
It's time for me to say, let the games begin.
There we go.
Folks brought name tags. You guys have to pick one.
Oh, yeah.
While you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back after these messages from our friendly sponsors.
What's your strategy?
Oh, I go for whatever.
What's your strategy?
Hey everybody, today's episode is brought to you in part by Tribeca Shortlist. Do you stream movies online? Isn't it time you found something that's actually worth watching? Stop searching through an endless list of cheesy rom-coms and sequels that should never have been made and start watching great movies on Tribeca Shortlist. Emphasizing quality over quantity, Tribeca Shortlist provides unlimited access to a hand-picked catalog of movies for less than the cost of a movie ticket. Watch personal on-camera recommendations from experts in the movie business and find their picks on Tribeca Shortlist. We're talking movies like Five Easy Pieces. Yeah, you know where to put that sandwich. The Cider House Rules, which I like to call the Cider House Rules. Like, that house really rules. Like, it's an awesome house. And, of course, The Way of the Gun, featuring that amazing opening sequence. featuring past and future Douglas Movies guest Sarah Silverman. Finding a movie shouldn't take longer than watching a movie. Find a movie worth watching the first time and every time on Tribeca's shortlist. Need another suggestion? Drugstore Cowboy from acclaimed director Gus Van Sant with performances by Matt Dillon and William Burroughs. Don't put your hat on that bed! In celebration of their recent launch, Tribeca's shortlist would like to invite all Douglas Movies listeners to enjoy 15% of this awesome new movie streaming service. That's just $4.99 per month. Visit TribecaShortlist.com and enter the promo code Doug, all caps, to get your first month free. Remember, that's TribecaShortlist.com and promo code Doug, all caps, D-O-U-G, all caps, Tribeca's shortlist. Today's ep is also brought to you in part by Loot Crate. Would you classify yourself as a geek, gamer, or pop culture nerd? I bet you would. Then Loot Crate is the subscription box for you. Loot Crate is a subscription box service with $40+ worth of geek, gamer, and pop culture gear, collectibles, apparel, comics, etc., delivered to your mailbox every month. Make sure to head to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug to save $3 on any new subscription. Every month, there's a different theme, which are all inspired by classic movie and video game releases, as well as pulling from pop culture franchises. Previous crates have included items from franchises like Star Wars, Marvel, The Walking Dead, The Legend of Zelda, and many more. This month's theme is time. And quite appropriately, we're celebrating the 30th anniversary of Back to the Future in the month and year Marty McFly travels to in Back to the Future Part 2. The timeless appeal of Bill and Ted's excellent adventure and the timey-wimey charm of Doctor Who. Basically, Loot Crate is like a friend who knows what you love and surprises you with an awesome present every month. Did we mention they shipped to over 13 different countries too? You have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. So go to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug to save $3 on your new subscription today. Back to the show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we're back. That was a really painstaking...
I feel like I'm rewarding the wrong kind of person.
Michael, who are you playing for?
I am going with Now You See Megan. Or is it Megan? It has to be Megan to make it work.
Now You See Megan.
Now You See Megan.
Now You See Megan.
Because Lizzie, who is my co-star in the show, is doing Now You See Megan 2.
Is she replacing Borat's wife?
My wife.
Well, we know who's replacing Borat.
If Borat were a robot hanging out with Jennifer Lawrence.
Michael, it's not too late. Please do the whole movie as Borat.
Okay.
Please, thank you.
Borat robot.
Okay.
All right, good job, Megan. Wayne has had second thoughts. Why don't you like it?
I panicked. But anyway, it doesn't matter. The Empire Strikes Randon.
Brandon.
Oh, Brandon. I got it. I figured it out. This is all stupid. Anyway, there's a poster of this movie. This is the second one of them, right? This is the second one. Not directed by Lucas.
Empire Strikes Back, yes.
Who directed? Irwin something? Who did
it? Irwin Kirshner.
Yeah. Yeah, this was a good one.
I like that one a lot, yeah.
Everyone think, would you say this is the best?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yes.
You know, I saw this movie.
Without hesitation.
I saw this movie in Lithuania once. Long story. We'll save it for another time. Go.
Really? Something happened?
Well, they screened it. Remember when it was re-released with the new print and all of that? Remember?
Are you sure?
So what year was that?
I don't know.
Late 90s.
Late 90s. 98. Okay, thank you. So it's Lithuania. Their Independence Day is 1992. It's like a new democracy out from the heel of the Soviet Union. This is a long story. Anyway.
And political.
So you're saying what was going on with Lithuania matched up in some way with what was happening in
Not
Empire
at all.
Strikes Brandon?
Not in any way. Although, all right, anyway, so they're screening the movie, Doug, in like a library. You know, like you pay like a dollar or a lit, I think is what it was called. So you go in there, it's just chairs and a bunch of illegal move DVDs in the lobby. They screen the movie.
Children come out and act it for you. Barefoot.
No, but I watched the whole thing, and it's in English and subtitled in Lithuanian. And then at the very end, he's like, what is he in? He's in like some black stuff. What is that called?
Space.
No. Space. Han Solo's been frozen.
Carbonite.
Carbonite. That's it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So he's wrapped up in carbonite.
Is that Empire Strikes Back? Where he's
Yeah. Well, they do that to him at the very end.
At the very end. So it's like a
Then he's still in it in the beginning of the next one.
Yeah. So they go, and you're like, what's going to happen? And then they, you know, and then as soon as that credit starts, they turn off the projector, lights go up, everyone walks out. Like, that's how they end a movie in Lithuania. They don't even let it run through the projector. They're just like, that's enough. It was the craziest thing.
Well, that was like probably one of the first movies that probably had 10 minutes of credits at the end for all the effects and stuff.
All right, so maybe
so
you
shut it down, get everybody out of the library.
Shut it down. It was pretty crazy.
But the movie ended, though, properly.
It did, but we didn't see the final thing. No animals were harmed. You know, those are the things I like to read.
That's
at the end
what
of
you
a-
really like to wait for, is to make sure.
And you were there in your capacity as an ASPCA representative.
Yeah, I like to read that, but I didn't get any of that. What kind of unions were involved with this?
Because they couldn't,
the logos.
Because a tauntaun was harmed.
I mean, I don't know how many movies you've seen outside of Lithuania, but everybody gets up and leaves when the credits start rolling.
But did they stop the movie?
No, that's
no,
true.
I'm like doing.
But they bring the lights up sometimes.
Yeah. By the way, that little trivia, that theme for Darth Vader is introduced in that movie.
Why is that trivia? Because they didn't have his own theme in first Star Wars?
Yeah, a lot of people think that. I've won some money.
A lot of people are so dumb.
I know. Go ahead.
You've won money with that?
Well, yeah.
You've supported yourself for the past 10 years on that bet.
Does everyone know that?
That seems reasonable that John Williams was busy with the main Star Wars theme the first time around. Second time, he's like, maybe Darth needs his own song. That wasn't
one.
Until Empire.
That's what I'm saying.
In the first movie, it was Hold On Loosely by 38 Special.
You're saying I'm wrong, Doug? You're saying I'm wrong.
I'm saying that you're right. That is an interesting piece of trivia.
Guys, I'm loaded with trivia. Go ahead. Enough of this.
DC is playing for...
I was drawn outward, and then I saw an unassuming but beautifully crafted name tag, The Heather Ending Story. It's got... what's his name?
Falcor,
that's right. I was going to say Gore-Tex, but that would be the wrong name for the horse, right? And then it has pink fuzz on it, and Heather is riding Falcor, and it's very exciting and hopeful.
It is hopeful. And I think all three name tags have a shithead on the back, so good job. You don't want to read it. Wow. They thought you might be somebody that didn't know any better and might read it.
They're probably right.
All right. The first... First thing we're going to play, he's not here physically, but it's very nice of him to send us a recording of his voice. We're going to do some lines with Mark Wahlberg. Mark.
How you guys doing? You guys doing good?
There he is.
You want to do some lines?
Yeah, that's
okay,
what I said.
Here we go.
Okay, so hang on, Mark. Could you stop Mark for a second? I got to explain this. As soon as you know the movie, yell it out first.
Just yell it out
right.
Into the mic, or
just you guys on stage.
Okay.
Yeah, into the mic's good.
Okay.
And it's from a motion picture. I don't even know what it is.
And he's gonna do. Is it gonna be a Mark Wahlberg movie?
No.
Okay. That's just,
not necessarily.
Could be.
Probably
Go.
Not.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Are you crying?
Oh,
are you crying right now?
League of Their Own.
That's it.
Michael
that's
Sheen it. With a League of Their
yeah,
Own.
I couldn't remember this. Penny Marshall directed that.
There's no crying in baseball.
Is Penny Marshall directed that more of your amazing trivia?
But they didn't introduce Roseanne's theme until the second one.
Yeah. Here I come. I'm Roseanne. Yes, I am.
Here I come. All right. All of my trivia isn't good.
Oh, no, that's not Roseanne. That's Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, guys. That's fucked up. But Madonna.
Don't cry.
In that
Don't
movie.
Cry.
Madonna's in that movie.
Don't cry. Don't There's cry. No crying in Doug Loves Movies.
There we go.
There's no crying in baseball movie trivia. Yeah.
Baseball, or as it's known in Wales, Dick Barton.
Hoo-ah!
Let's play a game called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway?
Wait, that was the whole thing? That was the whole game?
Yeah, Michael won.
Yeah.
All right.
Life moves quick.
It's
right.
a fast little game, you know, a little fast one to start us off. Get the ball rolling. Each game will probably take longer than the last.
Okay.
And have you ever done Whose Tagline Is It, Wayne?
Nope.
This is where we'll start with Michael, and he's the only one that gets to guess this first one.
It's hot in here, right?
I'll say it sure is. It's always great to point it out, too. Never makes anybody... It always makes people more comfortable when you point out...
Hey, I'm sorry. You can't handle the truth!
Oh, a little piece of trivia. That was from A League of Their Own Part 2. The truth handlers.
The truth is, there is crying in baseball.
I'm going to say a tagline from a motion picture. It's probably something from the poster.
Right.
And then you guys get to guess what movie it's from.
So this is a tagline from a poster.
Yes.
Got it.
And Michael gets first crack at it.
Go, Michael.
Not just
Michael
general
gets
billboards.
To go first, and then if he can't think of it, gotcha. Wayne, then it'll come to you.
I'm going to.
Or if he guesses wrong. Michael,
mm-hmm.
She's evil, and not just high school evil. Goes a guy in the audience.
Now, I know this is usually a trick one because you usually do one of a film that I'm in. So
this,
I'm going to...
This could be the tagline
the
for Tron Legacy.
Is it the Queen?
No, it's not the Queen. No, they said something nicer about her in the tagline, didn't they? She's a tough one.
She's posh.
Yeah.
But we like her. All right, I'm going to go with... Is it... Heathers?
Oh, that's a good one. But that's more a group of evil people. Wayne, what do you think?
I have no idea. I'm going to go.
Okay, DC.
Carrie.
Oh, Carrie. All right. She's evil, not just high
that's
school.
That's wrong.
Evil.
I know it's wrong.
I'm going to guess Jennifer's Body.
I think Carrie was Don't Take Carrie to the Prom.
Yeah.
Straight up.
I knew it was wrong.
And DC is correct. Jennifer's Body.
Yes. Woo.
Which I will be interrupting on Monday, October 26th at Cine Family here in Los Angeles.
Oh, it's all the time.
The only reason I brought it up was just to plug it. This next one, who knows where this comes from, but we'll start again with Michael.
You're out of order.
That's Pacino.
What movie is this from, Michael? Every Man Dies, that's an awesome way to start a poster.
This is great.
Every Man Dies, Not Every Man Really Lives.
Every man dies.
I mean, I know the answer, and I don't know why. Not exactly sure why it's called that.
Every man dies, but not every man lives.
No, that's not what he said.
What did he say?
Every man dies. Not every man really lives.
Really lives.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey. Just that the word really is in there seems a little out of context to me, but...
So...
It's about somebody who did something important with their life, Michael.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why.
Yes.
Now it makes sense. Thank you, Wayne.
So someone who really lived.
Right. Mm-hmm. Everyone dies.
Yeah.
Someone who really didn't die until he was dead. After living.
Oh, is it not setting up to be about somebody in the second category? Like just like a lame dude?
Maybe. That's true. Could be making fun of somebody else.
Interesting wrinkle.
Is it like Braveheart?
Yes.
The
Oh!
Mic drop!
He apologized.
Sorry. It's okay. Sorry. He brought another mic in his gift bag.
Everyone gets a mic tonight.
Wow.
That's how did that happen?
I don't
with
know.
An assist?
Tell us about your process.
Was it something I?
I was just thinking, wow, that Scottish guy really lived.
He had haggis every night.
He painted himself blue. He had his guts pulled out.
He pushed a gay guy out a window.
Yeah. That's living.
Yeah.
Not everyone really lives like that.
Yeah. That was a weird one.
That was a great pull. Yeah. I loved that.
Yeah. All right, Wayne, we'll let you try one here.
Oh, I'm ready.
Give you a shot at this.
By the way, I'll take an assist from anyone on the panel.
You can't. That's not how
no,
it works.
No, I gave Wayne. To other people.
You did?
Now, don't. Don't say a word. Let me hear it. I'll do it on my own. Like okay. Jean Valjean. That's not even right. It's Fantine. I saw the movie, though.
What
that
movie?
Was not even that. It's Eponine.
He doesn't sing on my own.
Oh, my God.
Fantine is a cheese.
No, Fantine is the one I dreamed a dream, but Eponine is on my own.
And then the tigers come at night.
Yeah, I don't know which. I've never clear which ones sing which songs, but all of that sounds legit.
Brussels sprouts with some locally
sourced
Fantine.
Guys, we were just talking about plays earlier and how important they are.
Because sometimes they sing other people's songs. You know, they do
the reprise of the same song.
So
a lot of
confusing.
Motifs in that.
Yeah, they're all singing about one day more, and then they're dead and singing about, well, maybe no more days.
They really lived.
Yeah. Wayne, what movie has the tagline, "Be without fear in the face of your enemies, safeguard the helpless, and do no wrong"? She's just like, tagline, don't tell me what to do.
Can you just repeat it, Roger, without the smirk?
That's actually the script. That's not the tagline. That is the script.
It's a very long... This is on the poster.
Be without fear in the face of your enemies. Safeguard the helpless and do no wrong.
Oh, I know it.
What is it?
It's also a biopic. Gandhi.
That would be a good one for Gandhi, right? Yeah.
He guessed he didn't really live.
But no, that's not it.
That's not it.
Do you have a guess, DC?
Daredevil has no fear, so I don't know what it is, so I'm going to say Daredevil.
No. Could be a superhero movie, I guess. Michael?
That's a hint. That is a hint.
It's not that.
I said could be, not is.
The what's it, the Green Lantern has a, it's not that one, though, is it? No. That's not his motto, is it?
No.
I'm going to say Captain America.
No. Which Captain America?
Winter Warmer.
No, it's a movie you were in called Kingdom of Heaven.
Oh. Oh my God.
I thought you'd ask me. I thought you'd go to me first for the one that I was in.
It's all kind of random, but you played a priest in that.
I did. I played Orlando Bloom's brother. And I got stabbed with a sword, and we started shooting it before lunch. So I had to spend the whole of lunch with a sword going through me. And if I had one more person who went, oh, that must sting. Yeah, all right, yeah.
It's tough making major motion pictures, people. Yeah. It's really tough. When they're paying for your lunch and you have to deal with that. Tough. I don't know how you survived something like that.
All right, let's go back to Wayne. I'm loving this game.
Looks like Wayne will not be in Kingdom of Heaven 2.
I'm sarcastic.
I'm hoping I'll get my own theme tune if there is a Kingdom of Heaven 2. No.
Wayne.
Everyone's listening. I love it.
In Heroes We Trust. What movie had the tagline, "In Heroes We Trust"?
Can I ask for a hint?
You can ask all you want.
Am I in this movie?
You can ask all you want.
Okay. In Heroes...
Oh, yeah, this could be Charlie's Angels.
Full throttle.
Or Step Brothers.
Full throttle, by the way. It's not... okay. In Heroes We Trust. Well, that has to be... I'm going to go Teenage Newton.
Nope.
Newton.
Teenage Newton.
Teenage Nugent is a failed Apple
teenage
product.
Teenage Newton. How about them apples?
The origin story of the great inventor, Sir Isaac Newton. He was just a brainy little lad in England messing around with marbles.
Sorry, I mispronounced
Isaac.
DC, slam at home.
Is it Captain America, the Winter Soldier?
It is.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Of course it is.
Full throttle.
I want to give another one to Michael.
Captain America, the Winter Wonderland.
I have to go work that every year. It's a theme park ride.
Michael, what movie has a tagline, "Evil is irresistible"? This is another one I don't get. Evil is irresistible.
I mean, it could be anything. It could literally be anything.
It can't be Herbie the Love Bug.
But interestingly enough, it could be Herbie Fully Loaded.
Yeah. Or I think it might be Herbie Goes Bananas.
Is it Species?
No, it's a movie you were in called Mary Riley.
Jesus, you're getting pummeled.
Why would that be for Mary Riley? Because
it's Jekyll and Hyde. It's the story of Jekyll and Hyde. John Malkovich plays Jekyll and Hyde.
And he's irresistible?
Well, it just makes you want to do it, doesn't it? Evil. Ooh, evil. Ooh, I can't wait to do a bit of evil.
I just remember...
It's irresistible.
I just remember when that movie came out. Like, didn't the TV ad say... wasn't it somebody at the end go, Mary Riley, Mary Riley.
Yeah.
They, like, said it twice, whispery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hoping to capitalize on that Mary Hartman buzz.
Or, you know, it was just Zoom Zoom ahead of its time.
Big shout out to Zoom Zoom.
One more for DC.
A bit of trivia about that. Bit of trivia.
Okay.
That was the first film I was ever in, and it was directed by Stephen Frears. And at the end of that movie, and I just played like a little servant in it, and at the end of the movie, he said to me, "One day we'll do something else together." And I was like, yeah, right. Cut to... whatever it was, 15 years later, and we do The Queen together.
There you go.
And here I am.
Yeah.
Stephen Frears, not a liar.
That guy's terrific.
Nope. Yep.
I like, one of my favorite Stephen Frears is Prick Up Your Ears.
Yes.
It was quite good.
Fantastic.
But DC...
that sounds like Cockney rhyming slang for his name.
Yeah, Prick Up Your Ears. Stephen Frears.
So glad I had an actual British person here to support me on that. I would have fucking died without you.
DC.
Yes.
I'm just saying this to you for a reason.
Right.
The epic sports movie for the guys who don't deserve one.
Is it Wayne Fetterman Presents Balls Out?
It's Balls Out, yes. Which you were in.
Wonderful movie.
You're in Balls Out.
Yes. Just came out recently.
All right. Everybody wins, you guys. That was a great round of that. A lot of fun. But we got to get serious, Wayne, right?
Yeah, that was just a warm-up.
You want to really play a game here, see how you can do.
Something that involves physicality, right?
No, we just sit here and talk.
Oh, well, that's the kind of game. All right, I can do that as well.
We're not going to run around or anything.
I like those kind of games.
Okay, cool. I didn't notice on Twitter today, I mean, sure there was some people, but is there somebody here that thinks they have a great last man, Stanton? That guy's hand went up first right over there.
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery, wow. That's an interesting one. So we got to take turns saying Sean Connery movies. If you can't think of one, you're out.
Oh.
And Michael, I think, did the best in that last game, so we'll start with him.
Dr. No.
Dr. No, all right.
That's wrong.
I see how we're going to play this. I see what you're doing here. I could follow along on that path and say From Russia with Love.
Goldfinger.
Uh-huh.
Robin and Marion.
Oh.
A movie we've already mentioned, Time Bandits.
Yes. I liked him in that.
Oh, he had the big bull head on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mary, he was a conquistador, I think, right? Okay, well, I just want to stay where we were before because I'm so comfortable over there and say Thunderball.
The Rock.
You're stuck between the Rock and a hard case.
The Untouchables.
Yes, of course. That's a good one. Michael?
The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
They bring a club, you bring a league.
You bring Chicago a gathering, way. I'll bring a soiree.
Chicago way.
Okay, I'll go with, I just like sticking to the theme that we created and say you only live twice.
Dragonheart.
Dragonheart. Where he was the voice of the dragon, right?
He was the last dragon.
Family Business.
Oh, that's an interesting poll with Dustin Hoffman and
yeah.
and Ferris Bueller.
Yeah. Yes.
Highlander.
Oh, okay.
There can be only one.
I'll go with Diamonds Are Forever. Because you guys seem to have no interest in doing all the Bond movies.
It's difficult to know when they stopped being Sean Connery.
I'm pretty clear on
Roger
that.
Moore.
I'm pretty yeah? focused, yeah.
Okay.
I think
okay.
that was the first bunch of them.
I'd like to see some accountability from the audience on that. Thank you. That's exactly what I was looking for. Thank you.
Accountability. Yes.
The Name of the Rose.
The Accountable
the
Cow.
The Name of the Rose.
Oh, good
yes,
one.
With
good
Christian one. Slater.
Yeah.
The new Christian Slater.
All right. I think I have one.
Okay.
It's a Bond movie,
okay.
but it's from the later one.
Sure.
It's called The Hunt for Red October.
Yes. Very good. Michael?
I'm going to say The Hill.
Is that really a thing?
It is.
So wait, you just write him down and take his word for it?
Yeah, I said, is that really a thing? And then he yeah. said, yes.
Yeah. Hey, so, fail-safe system over here.
Seems pretty
He's a
legit.
Soldier in it, and he has to...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I got one. Okay. Now I just remember one where he's a soldier. I just remember that one. He's also in a Lumet movie.
Yeah, he's in a bunch of movies. He's a good one. I'm shocked if we haven't played him before, but I love it. Where are we? You said The Hill, so it's back at me.
Yep. That's the Lumet movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
So you confirmed it yourself.
Yeah.
You two guys are the only people in the room that know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Now I've seen
I'm going to go ahead and get the last James Bond movie that he was in. Go ahead and knock that one out of there. Never Say Never Again.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Presidio.
The Presidio.
It sounds cooler when if he says
yes.
The Presidio. I just remember seeing that in like a movie description on like the TV guide and just feeling like that sounds like a thing he would say.
Yeah, and
which
it,
I'm sure
he
is
must
his
have
main
been
category.
So excited to get to work with Mark Harmon.
I'm going to be in a film with Mark Harmon.
I'm fangirling out right now.
I can't believe it.
I'm the only one who can't do the accent.
I'm just doing Bane.
What are you doing?
Okay, The Presidio.
I'm going a 1977.
Okay, if you want to throw in the year, that's fun.
A Bridge Too Far.
Oh, okay.
Joseph E. Levine production.
Uh-huh.
That's my last one, by the way. So I'm out.
You might think of another one,
because
different titles might trigger, yeah.
I'm going to go with the great movie that he did with Michael Caine, The Man Who Would Be King.
Yes, that's a terrific
Kipling.
Movie. I'll go with the great Catherine Zeta-Jones. Entrapment.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, they were burglars.
Is he in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves? We'll find out right now.
Yes.
Okay, sweet.
He fucking cameos in it, right? Like he conducts the wedding in it or something?
Ah, because he was Robin in Robin and Marian.
He's King Richard, yeah. Okay, there you go.
Ah.
All right. Good job. Wayne, it's back to you.
I know.
You can do it.
I'm spinning. Give
Just
me a second.
Just picture him.
Sean Connery.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I'm just thinking.
Oh, there's so many good ones.
Thank you for making me feel worse about it.
So much left on the table.
I'm gonna
Come
say,
on, Wayne. You're the man now, dog.
You pup. So wait, say that again? What did you say?
What do you got? Anything?
Is that a hint that I...
No, not at all. You're just the man now, dog.
I don't know. I'm going to go puppet on a chain.
Okay, so that's your strategy, is to say something that sounds like a movie title? Okay, so Wayne's out. But I'll hear about it later if he was actually in a movie called Puppet on a Chain. Michael?
I hope I get this name. Is it Zardoz?
That's right, Zardoz. Yes. Wizard Oz, spelled backwards, kind of.
He has that fantastic kind of diaper thing that he wears in it. With his great hairy legs.
But yeah, he said, you're the man now, dog, in Finding Forrester. Wow. Yeah.
Remember that? The kid.
Yeah, there's a kid, and he teaches him, and he's like, you're the man now, dog.
I saw it.
Yeah, because he's trying to be hip.
That's a good hint. Thank you for trying to help.
You're welcome. It's tough, right?
I got nothing. I would feel weird if I didn't say, look it up on YouTube. There's a Barbara Walters interview where he's pretty okay with hitting women, and it's not that cool. Sort of soured me on the whole Sean Connery thing. That's me taking my ball and going home. I don't have to remember his movies. He thinks it's okay to hit women. I don't know. I'm out.
Just say Puppet on a Chain.
Puppet on a Chain 2, chaining again.
Michael.
Did he do a movie called Outland?
Yeah, he did. I like that movie. Mm. It's got a really good...
He wears overalls.
They're in a space station ship thingy, and there's like a really long chase scene where the camera chases them as they go through all the different... I'm going to say the original, they recently remade it, but he was in The Avengers. With Uma Thurman and Ray Fiennes. Right.
Yeah.
He was the bad guy in that weird movie. Based on the TV show of the same name. Do you have another one, Michael? You're our winner of this game, no matter what happens.
Just because everyone's in it, Mars Attacks.
No, he's not in Mars Attacks.
I have determined, though, through this game, that the way to name a Sean Connery movie is imagine something that Sean Connery could say, welcome to the blank. Welcome to Outland. Right. Welcome to Zardoz. Welcome to the, Presidio.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I got one.
Welcome to the Anderson Tapes.
Yeah. Thank you, Sean. Thank you.
All right, so Michael's our winner. What'd we miss?
Yeah.
The Last Crusade.
Oh,
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Cool. Indiana Jones.
How do we forget Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade? Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
The Penitent Man.
Yeah.
Of course. I just thought there was something called The Last Crusade. Yeah. And what else?
First Night.
First Night.
Hey,
Richard Gere.
They were shooting First Night in the studio next door to us as we shot Mary Reilly. It all comes back round, ladies and gentlemen.
Rising Sun, of course, with Wesley Snipes.
Shout out Michael Crichton.
Huh?
Just Cause.
Just Cause.
What's that? I don't
know. That was one of the last ones probably before he decided to quit.
Marnie.
Got a
really?
Classic on
it.
Classic.
That's the Hitchcock.
Wow.
Yeah, there's probably a few more we're missing, but we did a pretty good job. Congratulations to all of us.
Good idea for that one.
I want to apologize to Randon, who made this poster. I want to apologize to him.
For what?
I knew that Indiana Jones.
His fate has not yet been decided. He'll be okay.
Yeah, how could you forget that one, Junior?
The worst.
Let's play Reverse Malton.
Okay. Oh, I thought that was it. Sorry, Randon, you're still in it.
Hmm?
Go ahead.
Okay. Michael gets to go first again for winning that last game.
That's good. The hill is unbelievable.
I mean, Sean Connery was the winner, really.
This is huge for him, you guys.
Okay, so here's how Reverse Malton works. It's like the, game we used to play with Leonard Maltin, but instead I'm going to give Michael a choice between three films, and he gets to pick the one he thinks he knows the most actors from, and then I'll tell you how many actors Leonard lists, and the idea is you can name them in any order, but we bid on how many names you think you can name.
Okay. But in any order. In any order?
The order does not matter. Okay, We're not worried about how Leonard bills it, but we are worried about whether Leonard mentions the person or not. Because sometimes he'll leave out names with smaller parts. Like, I imagine that Michael's not listed for Mary Riley. But I could be wrong.
And you'd be wrong.
He lists a lot of names. Does he list you?
I have no idea.
Okay. three choices, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Mars Attacks.
Sean Connery. One.
Mars Attacks or As Good As It Gets or The Departed. Bless you. Person who sneezed. In case that wasn't heard by the home listeners.
I'll go for The Departed.
Okay. I'm going to keep bringing up Mars Attacks in every show until somebody picks it because it's got so many names, so many big names. The 2006 film is Leonard lists 14 names.
Wow.
So how many of the 14 people that Leonard lists do you think you can name Michael Sheen?
I'm going to go 5.
He says 5 names, Wayne, so you can bid more. You can just challenge him. And maybe he can't come up with 5 of the names.
So if I say, just type a hypothetical.
Okay.
If I say.
Review your options.
Yeah, if I say 6.
Mm-hmm.
Then DC could challenge you. You need to have to name 6 people from The Departed. And there is a time limit. You'd have to do it tonight.
Right, I understand.
But if you challenge Michael, he's got to come up with 5. I don't know how confident he is.
I feel like I could do 5, but it's the 6th.
Really?
It's a phenomenal bid. It's like...
it's good strategy.
I don't know.
I didn't come here to fuck around.
All right. I can't do 6, so 5. So name them.
Okay.
Sorry, DC.
All he's got to do is come up with 5 in any order that are listed. I won't tell you if you're right or wrong until you've said 5 names.
Okay. Matt Damon. Leonardo DiCaprio. Vera Farmiga.
That's the one.
Alec Baldwin.
Oh, he's crushing this.
Mark Wahlberg.
That's 5, and they're all in there.
Thank you. Oh.
Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson. Nicholson. He didn't even say Nicholson?
No, he didn't even say Nicholson.
Didn't bother.
That. Yeah. And you also blew off your uncle, Martin Sheen.
I was going to do all 14. I was just playing strategy, waiting for it to come back around to me.
Ray Winstone.
My uncle, Martin Sheen. Yeah.
Yeah. The great Kevin Corrigan was in there.
Right.
Oh, nice.
Anthony Anderson.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Baldwin is there so good in that movie.
All right, so that's 1 point for Michael.
Good job.
Thank you.
Sorry, guys. I felt like I couldn't remember her name.
Now we'll start with DC and go to, and she's got a daughter who acts now, Thaisa Farmiga. Yeah. Sister, really? Lot younger sister. Okay, thank you for that.
She'll be so pleased that you thought she was her mother. actresses love that. They love it.
I mean, there's a good 12 years between them at least, right? Like 10 years, something like that? Okay, all right. Sorry, Vera. DC gets to pick this time.
Go, buddy.
And then we'll go to Wayne. Of these three films, which one do you think you know the most people? Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery? Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me? Or Austin Powers in Goldmember?
I gotta go International Man of Mystery.
You're going all the way to the first
one. The original. Mark 1.
He only lists 8 names from that first one from 1997. How many of those do you think you can name, DC?
Oh, boy. Not looking good.
I'm going to go 4 names.
He says he can name 4, Wayne. I think you might be in the same position again. Yeah. Coming right back at you.
I thought it would...
The order switches.
Okay. Excuse my language. okay. I think I can do five.
He says five, Michael.
Of the eight.
Out of eight, yeah.
Yeah, I think I can do five out of the eight.
Well, well, well. If you can't...
I'm terrible at
this. You might
be
handing this thing to Michael, but he's...
He's going to go.
Thinking
he's,
about
he's
it.
He's going to go six.
Go for it. Do it. Do it. Give right. me five. Let's give me it. Five.
Right. You got to come up with five, Wayne.
All right.
Five or death.
Michael Caine. Is that wrong?
I don't say it till you say all five.
Mike Myers. Hold on, hold on, hold on.
You're on a hot streak. You named Austin Powers.
Yeah.
And someone who may not be in,
be in that
or
movie.
Or maybe.
Will Ferrell.
Schrodinger's actor.
Who's that douchey guy? I'm sorry. He's not douchey. He's just a good-looking dude. Wait, wait. Wait. Mini me? I can't think of that dude's name.
Oh, that's his name. That's his name.
wait, wait, wait.
He was so relieved to be cast in that movie. Finally. A role befitting my name.
Leonard Maltin says Carrie Fisher and Tom Arnold appear in unfunny cameos.
Would you like to come and do an unfunny cameo in my movie? I would love to. I really would. Thank you.
Leonard only gave it 2 stars. He's not much of a
really?
Fan. Yeah.
Well, I don't think I can do it. All right.
I don't. Yeah, you.
Kelly LeBrock.
Okay. And
no, that's not her name. It's the other one. Okay.
The other one. Who could the other one be?
The
no,
other...
no, Kelly LeBrock.
No,
and, you know, the other one. That duo.
It's Kelly other... Clarkson. Kelly Clarkson. Kelly Clarkson.
No, no. There's another like buxom brunette who's like okay and. Oh.
There's a few of those
wait.
In movies.
What? Beyonce?
All the way to Return of the Jedi.
I think she might have a little thing in that.
She's in Goldmember.
Oh, she's in another one. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Are you really trying to make this happen?
No, I am. I know. I can't think of the guy.
Michael Caine was also in another one. And Mini-Me is not the name of the actor.
All right, so these are wrong. These are wrong guesses.
Yeah, it's not going well for you.
These are incorrect guesses. Okay. What's that girl's name? Wait. Elizabeth Hurley.
Yes!
That's the
Bedazzle!
Kelly LeBrock.
In the building.
That's right.
You can see how I get made that mistake.
I want to know which one is the handsome asshole, though.
No, like, so bad. You know, that it's like...
Is it Robert Wagner?
No, it's...
Is it Michael York?
All right.
No, it's Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe.
No, he's
a nice
guy.
In this one.
He's not listed?
Nuh-uh. Because he's not in it. And
wait, are you sure?
But Seth Green is on the scene.
Oh, as, right, as the kid.
As his son, yeah.
Right, right. And who was that improv actress out of Mindy?
Mindy Sterling's in all of them, but she didn't get listed in this
Mindy
one.
Is excellent in those.
Yeah, Charles Napier, Fabiana Udenio.
And, sounds like more than eight.
That's, well... Because you said a bunch of... And, of course, Heather Graham was in the second one. And I believe Elvis Costello maybe made an appearance. But so Michael's our winner of Reverse Maltin.
Sorry, sweating. Sweating. Sorry, guys. Sorry, Randon.
So that means that the person Michael was playing for gets the prize bags.
Wow.
Yeah, come on up here.
Come on, Megan.
And get
your
CD.
Stuff, Megan.
Yeah.
Can she open this in front of everybody?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Do it. I have been wanting to know for
there you
so
go.
Long.
Do you mind opening
can we guess?
It?
Can we take guesses before?
I think it's like a sweater is what I think.
Yeah, I feel like it's clothing. Don't you think so? Yeah.
Everybody thinks it's clothing.
I'm going to say, this is what I'm going to say. I'm going to say a plaid shirt. Button-up shirt. Plaid button-up shirt.
This was Michael's gift for his Uncle Martin.
It's a pop-up
no
White
idea.
House.
You're opening it like it's really Christmas and you're trying to keep the suspense going. lovely. You lovely were raised wrapping right. paper.
Oh, you Jesus, I've just remembered what it is. Don't open it. Don't open it!
Christmas dildo. It was that year I went nuts and last.
Bought some spiders for someone.
Oh, they won't hatch for 4 years. It'll be fine.
Town of Bethlehem, how deep we see
so
the
Christmas-y.
Light.
Do you sing that here? The Christmas?
No,
song?
We don't. Oh, we little do town Silent of Bethlehem? Night. Oh.
Ooh. Va va voom.
Is it plaid?
Is it a Snuggie?
What is it?
It's a...
Jesus.
PJ Salvage presents Funhouse.
What is it? Open it up.
Come
open
one,
it up.
Come all.
It's a sex robe.
What?
It's explain a vivacious
yourself.
Sex
explain
robe.
Yourself. Just oh, go over two-piece. There and explain.
It's a whole, she could be Tiger from top to toe. It's
put like, it on, Megan. It's like put it on.
Underoos. It's too hot for this outfit. But take a picture of yourself in it. You'll look cute in that. I love it.
50 Shades
there you
of
go.
Grey.
You part two. Congratulations, Megan.
Congratulations. Just for the listeners at home, did you actually say what it was? It was a leopard print pair of PJs. Ladies issue.
Oh, they are for ladies.
Did that jog your memory at all?
Well, actually seeing it there in front of me. Yes, now I can see that it's a pair of pajamas. Yeah.
No, who did you
is
buy it
for? Is that how memory
for?
Works?
Who did you who buy it for?
Who
is it for?
Oh, who did I buy it for?
Who froze to death instead of wearing those warm PJs?
Some poor naked woman who's just going to bed every night. Like, I'm so cold. If only I had leopard print on.
Was PJs,
damn that, Megan.
Were PJs a go-to gift for you in general, or do
every
you think
year.
That's the
everyone
only time
gets
you
PJs.
Buy?
Everyone gets PJs every year.
All right, so you're not that special, Megan, but I was looking for a special thing to say, like that's the only pair of PJs Michael Sheen has ever bought anyone.
It's the only pair of leopard print
not true.
PJs.
Oh, okay. Those are fun.
For the animal in you.
DC, can you plug some stuff?
Sure. Twitter.com/DC Pearson. My books are The Boy Who Couldn't Sleep and Never Had To and Crap Kingdom, available wherever fine books are sold. Also, since you like listening to stuff, get them on audible.com.
Excuse me.
Nice.
Oh, yes.
There you go. Wayne's new CD. Oh, here, Megan, you can have yours back. We don't need to read the shithead on there. Wayne's new CD, The Chronicles of Fetterman, is in stores Friday.
Yeah, or you can get it digitally through your computer.
Ooh, interesting. But like iTunes or something?
Yeah, Internet Tunes, I think that stands for Internet Tunes. I'm not sure, but it's, I know. Is that right? Is
or
that
you can get little Lithuanian children to come to and do the material barefoot in the show.
It's really, it's, if you're interested in my career at all, it's everything. It's all right, it's only my whole career, mock it.
All right.
No big deal. No big deal. Put 30 years of work into it. Nope, it's fine.
Wait, does this have a shithead or no? Oh, here you go. Thank you. She made it on a napkin separate. That's a long one, too. Michael Sheen, I would like to say, if you haven't seen it, I watched it. I liked it. Seek out Far From the Madding Crowd. It's a terrific
Thank
movie.
Thank you very
you
much.
You did a great job in it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Is that a remake? Is that a remake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you seen Sarah Silverman's film yet?
I Smile Back. I recommend it to everyone. She is amazing in it. She's absolutely brilliant. You've never seen her do anything like it before. She's incredible. Go and watch it.
She
Smile Back.
She wears leopard print pajamas in it. And go check that out.
Yeah.
Brian Koppelman's wife wrote it, right?
Yes, that's right.
Again, I'm full of trivia tonight.
Who's Brian Koppelman?
He did. He wrote Rounders and... Rounders.
That's enough. He wrote a movie and then his wife.
No. He's written a few movies. He's like known for writing. Oh, Ocean's 12? Ocean's 12?
Maybe 11.
Is there an Ocean's one that takes place like in near a gambling casino? He wrote that one.
Well, 12 probably has the least amount of, like 12's not in Vegas like 11 and 13 are.
Maybe 13.
Okay. Wow. Was Pacino in the one he wrote? Because that's 13. Ellen Barkin?
I know which one you're talking about. I just know he wrote one of those.
Okay.
And he wrote Rounders. And there's something else he wrote. There was a movie with Michael Douglas where he went back to his school and he slept with his...
Wonder Boys.
Yeah. He wrote you're that. He wrote
sweet.
That.
That's
well.
A good one.
All right. That was a fun round of doing lines with Wade.
My brain.
I got shows coming up in Portland, Oregon, Tampa, Raleigh, Houston, and lots more. Go to douglasmovies.com for all of those. One more time for all of my guests, Michael Sheen, Wayne Fetterman, and DC Pearson.
Brandon, get your thing.
And I like how specific this first one is. The New York, as always, the New York Mets baseball team is a shithead. Don't confuse them with other New York Mets that do other things.
Short for Metropolitans.
I love that you're still close enough to a mic. The trivia never stops with Wayne Fetterman. That's your when you make a second album, that's what that's called. The trivia never stops. With Wayne Fetterman. And as always, that guy in Bel Air who uses millions of gallons of water a year for his lawn is a shithead.
There's no room in his heart for you.
Once again, this week's episode is brought to you in part by Tribeca Shortlist. Spend less time searching and more time watching great movies. Visit TribecaShortlist.com to claim your free trial now. Enter promo code Doug, all caps, to show your support for this podcast. Get your first month free and to knock 15% off the monthly subscription price. Remember, that's TribecaShortlist.com and promo code Doug. That's D-O-U-G in all caps. TribecaShortlist.com. See you next time.